to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely wonderful sunny blue sky Wednesday. Oh man, this is going to be a good day. I just feel it. March 26, 2025. Well, the Tigers are done with preseason exhibition baseball. Tomorrow night, I believe it's a 9 o'clock game late out on the West Coast. They go up against the world champion LA Dodgers. Our best pitcher, left-hander, Cy Young Award winner, Tarek Skubal, is starting the game tomorrow. And man, this guy is on fire. His spring training, he didn't leave off. He left off basically where he was last fall. Some people even said it looked like he played winter ball somewhere and just came into spring training in shape, kind of a little chip on his shoulder because they didn't make it to the World Series last year, and they're ready to go. Question is going to be, who is the starting lineup? Which players survived spring training? We had a couple injuries. Parker Meadows in center field has a nerve issue going on in his neck. And a couple other players banged up, but we'll see who they put in the starting lineup for tomorrow night's game. I'm going to be staying up late to watch that game. I've already got my peanuts ready to go, my Miller Lite and hot dogs, and I'm excited. Baseball starts tomorrow night in LA, so we're excited. One of the things that's been going on, and we've been talking about it quite a bit the last few days, about these radical judges and their orders against Donald Trump. Well, it's pretty interesting because now the media is finally being forced to deal with it. So we're very much monitoring what's going on and what these people are going to end up doing when Donald Trump wins, going through the appellate process. Because one of the things I think that is really interesting is the fact that Donald Trump's not caving into these people. He is not caving in. He is not giving up on his agenda. Just because they think they're a federal judge in a certain district, most of them coming from D.C. We talked about the little club that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is the leader of. These elitist judges, most of them liberal, appointed by Obama, H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, thinking that they can tell the President of the United States what he can and cannot do when it comes to policy. There's certain laws on the books? Yes, definitely. Without a doubt, there's laws on the books. We have a thing called the Constitution, which you have to follow. But when it comes to policy, that's where it gets a little gray. That's where it gets a little interesting, because now you're dealing with things on policy. Well, one of the policy decisions that Donald Trump's made is to bring in Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, with his computer geeks to be assigned to these bureaucratic agencies and departments and to go through and find waste, fraud, abuse and just actually some of it is just flat out stupid spending that the federal government has grown to. One of the programs that have been frozen is the spending by the federal government back to the states when it comes to Medicaid. Title of the story from MERS News Service, possible federal cuts to Medicaid, and of course, education on everybody's mind. State treasurer, as well as state budget office director, these two women, both of them appointed by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the state treasurer, Rachel Eubanks, and state budget office director Jen Flood said they've been watching the federal government daily to see if any changes could hit Michigan and how it could possibly affect the upcoming pending, what they're working on right now, 2026 budget. Speaking at the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research event yesterday, Flood, the state's budget office director, said she has been watching the proposed federal cuts. And to her accounting, she's seeing potentially nearly $900 million, almost $1 billion in Medicaid funding and a possible 10% removal from education, reduction in the federal grant funding because of the dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education. Wait a minute. Stop right there. Donald Trump, in his dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education, laying off and firing, retiring employees of the U.S. Department of Education, has said they're doing it because they want to send the money back to the states. So, Jen, how is it you can even make that statement that there will be a 10% reduction in federal grants when Donald Trump says we're getting rid of it so that we can send the money back to the states? Something doesn't line up here. Is she just trying to make a political statement? No. Let's get into it and find out. Flood said, quote, "I can say that Medicaid is on my mind every day right now. Michigan is one of the states that actually draws down more federally funded money than a lot of other states." She said the federal government was looking to wrap up reconciliation before Easter, but now she doesn't know if it's going to happen. Hopefully, these changes are out a way, so we have some time to figure out how it will impact the state as we prepare for different scenarios, comma, and this year's fiscal year budget of 2026, said Flood. But again, she doesn't talk about education. This was just a little add-on that she wanted to throw in her opening statement because it's basically not true. Flood said Governor Gretchen Whitmer's current budget proposal still stands because there were no federal changes that have been passed federally by Congress. If it happens, then it would cause a recalibration of our budget, even if it's already passed when the cuts are officially made in Washington, D.C. She said she hasn't seen a massive correction during the time she's worked in government. Now, let's talk about a different fund that is always looming over Lansing, the rainy day fund. Flood said if the state of Michigan takes a massive hit, with our funding for the rainy day fund sitting at $2.2 billion, we could do some, quote, temporary patching, end quote, of the budget. However, Flood continues, if there's major ongoing cuts, it would require either reprioritizing existing spending where we have discretion or doing some one-time patches. But we're always looking with an eye towards fiscal responsibility and sustainability, said Flood. Okay, stop, stop, stop. God, this woman's giving me a headache. Do you know and understand, Jen, what a rainy day fund is? Do you have any idea what it's created for and what it's supposed to do? When it was originally first created, and this goes back decades, it was always a savings account. In the event the state of Michigan went into a major recession, where we were economically damaged in the economy window, where are we? We're in a full-blown recession. I believe it's defined by two consecutive quarters of absolute decline. Your gross domestic product, your income, your revenue in, your expenditures out, deficit spending is happening, the budget is not getting its expected revenue that they predicted, and now we've got to dip into the rainy day fund. So you're saying if Donald Trump and his agency's review of different departments within our funding coming to Michigan, you're calling that a rainy day situation? No. What you do is you cut. If your revenue's down, you cut your spending and it balances. You do not have to be spending what you're currently spending and have to fill it with a rainy day reserve savings account. But this is what this woman's talking about. Unbelievable. And this woman is the state's budget director under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Wow. Final segment of the story, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. We're going to wrap up this MERS news story from yesterday afternoon. The state's treasurer, Rachel Eubanks, somewhat echoing what the state budget office director, Jen Flood, said regarding Medicaid, potentially $900 million, almost $1 billion cut, proposed by Donald Trump through the analysis of Medicaid to the states. Basically saying these programs that these states have developed over the years, Mr. President, they're spending too much money, wasting a lot of money. Cuts need to be made. Well, what do you do with a snake? You cut the head off. In government, the head of the snake, folks, is money. If you take the money away, you cut off the head of the snake, the body dies. It's that simple. The program goes away. Well, the state treasurer, Eubanks, had an interesting comment following Flood's comments. First of all, Eubanks said the Treasury hasn't even started the forecast for the upcoming May Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, the CREC. It's too soon to tell if the models would be upended or threatened, especially if there's implementation of the tariffs. Tariffs? What the heck does tariffs have to do with Medicaid defunding? Or at least cutting back on the funding of Medicaid in the state of Michigan? What does tariffs have to do with it, Eubanks? Oh, well, she's not talking about just Medicaid. She's looking at it from the total picture, from the Treasury. What is the May Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference? What is that? Have you guys even ever heard of this? Well, what it is, every May, they sit down and estimate revenue. They sit down and estimate at a conference what they expect the incoming revenue to be. How much is coming in from sales tax? How much is coming in from income tax, corporate taxes? what is coming in for all of these fees that the state of Michigan charges people. You need a license to practice or perform your business. LARA, what comes in from LARA? What comes in from the Liquor Control Commission? What comes in from these various agencies and departments? And they project revenue estimating. That's what it is called, literally. Well, when does that happen? In May. Why? Because they're going through the state budget process. The governor wants to know. The state senators want to know. The state representatives want to know in the House. Now, you take revenue in as a projection because you're doing a budget, and then you spend according to your revenue and balance the budget. Here's what we think is going to come in. This is what we're proposing to spend. They balance, pass it in the House, pass it in the Senate, send it to the governor. It becomes our budget, which takes effect at midnight on October 1st of this year. And it runs through September 30th at midnight next year. That's why they call it fiscal year 2026. The majority of it occurs in that year, 2026. Now, here is an interesting thing. She went on to say that the research seminar in quantitative economics was one of the economic organizations that the Treasury talks with. Well, this director, Gabriel Ehrlich, said the next forecast study will also be released in May, but refers to their previous forecast that they put out just 5 days ago. March 21st, 2025, economists expect Michigan's growth to slow. Whoa. What does that mean? Growth starts to slow. Now you're heading to potentially a recession or a slowdown in the economy. You put all this together, folks. Bottom line, there's no way they're going to pass an $82.6 billion budget this year. It's not going to happen. That's why Speaker of the House Matt Hall has put together a continuing resolution, a CR, basically what they do in Washington. Every time they come up to a hard deadline regarding spending the budget in Washington. Well, the Republicans, being proactive, passed a $20 billion spending bill to keep the government open after October 1st at midnight. Why? Because we're not going to have a budget. There's no way a budget's going to pass. There's too many moving parts. Money coming from Washington, spending by this governor and the Democrats in the Senate, not going to happen. So let's not shut down the government. Let's keep working until we fix it. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays.